September 17th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from searchserververtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, what's driving Zen Server's growth? Plus, news on server sales and HP and home labs. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele.
And I'm Assistant Editor Keith Kessinger.
VMware and Hyper-V dominate the market and the headlines. Citrix Zen Server is carving out a nice little niche for itself. Despite its lack of market share, Zen Server is the fastest growing hypervisor, according to IDC. In the most recent quarter, its number of total licenses grew 290% year over year. That's compared to 215% for Hyper-V and just 14% for VMware. Those numbers are likely skewed by the fact that Zen Server is free and Hyper-V ships with Windows Server, but still, Zen Server's catching on, especially among existing Zen App and Zen Desktop shops. Citrix also talked about some numbers this week at its analyst conference in Dallas. Since making Zen Server free last year, the company says it's seen its market share grow by a factor of 5, put 50,000 customers into production, and penetrated 50% of the Fortune 500. On the phone now to talk about Zen Server's growth is Shannon Snowden. He's the manager of the services delivery team at New Age Technologies, which is a Citrix reseller in Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks for joining us, Shannon.
Hey, Colin. Thanks for having me.
So the story that we ran this week attributed a lot of Zen Server's growth to Zen App and Zen Desktop users. Is that what you're seeing with your customers?
Yeah, for the most part, we're seeing it trending that way. Over the last probably the last year, more so than before. We still see, you know, of course, predominance of VMware being the hypervisor of choice, but it seems that Zen Desktop and Zen App are pulling more Zen Server projects. In fact, this week I talked to a C-level exec at a fairly large enterprise, and they have both their server side. Most of their infrastructure is virtualized on vSphere, and when they went to do a Zen App upgrade, because they have most of their applications already running in Zen App, to him it was a natural choice to stick with everything Zen App all the way down through Zen Server, and they just created a different cluster to accommodate that. And at the exec level, they see it as a Citrix stack still.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's an important point to make that a lot of these Zen Server adoptions are coming in multiple hypervisor environments. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. At the same time this week, we just kicked off a project that it's going to be Zen Desktop running on vSphere. That was the solution because this particular client wanted the hypervisor to be one hypervisor that they could support, and then they see Zen Desktop as just the virtual servers to support on top of it. So there's just two different schools of thought that we're encountering when there's a decision point on whether it's Zen Server or vSphere.
From a technical perspective, are there any major benefits to running Zen App and Zen Desktop on Zen Server, or is it just the logical choice for a lot of people just because they're all made by the same company and they assume there will be special integration there that will be harder to achieve with some of the other hypervisors?
Yeah, and I think that's really the point now. Zen App, Zen Desktop both run very well on vSphere as well as on Zen Server. So it's more along the lines of the decision makers, their comfort level with a feeling of sticking with one vendor for the whole application delivery stack versus more of the decision makers looking at a single hypervisor platform to support other support teams.
The other big factor in why Zen Server has been growing lately appears to be cost. Of course, they made Zen Server free last year, which was a pretty big decision on their part. What are some of the results that you've seen since they decided to do that?
I don't know if it's so much cost that's driving it in a production environment per se of any size, because about a year ago, I did an article on my blog site about I looked at the vSphere, Zen Server, and Hyper-V from a small business perspective. If you want to get the support, by the time you got the right bundle and features and support, the cost wasn't really going to be a big decision point, I don't think, because, as you said, since they made Zen Server free, you still pay for the support in any type of production environment that we're working with. All of our clients want paid support for to be able to call someone if something happens, because you are consolidating so many workloads onto these hypervisors that going cheap on support just doesn't make any sense.
My last question is, in terms of the customers that you're seeing adopting Zen Server, are they all smaller businesses, SMBs, or are you seeing more enterprises give it a shot?
I've seen it across the board. We this week we're working with a couple of companies. One is it's a mid-sized company, probably, 300-400 desktops, and they're looking at Zen Desktop running on vSphere, and then another company is much larger, and they're going with the full Zen Server all the way up through Zen Desktop and Zen App running on top of that cluster. Yet they still maintain their ESX cluster for everything else.
Shannon Snowden from New Age Technologies, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Colin. Glad to help.
Now let's toss it over to Keith for the rest of this week's news.
Thanks, Colin. 2010 has been a big year for system builders. Sales for custom server configurations are on the rise, thanks to increased demand for virtualization and high-performance computing, according to searchitchannel.com. Virtualization has leveled the playing field for custom system builders that compete with name-brand vendors. Custom builders offer more flexibility, so customers interested in reducing power consumption, for example, will usually turn to them first. Vertical industries such as higher education, government agencies, and oil and gas exploration are fueling the custom server trend. Also in the news, Hewlett-Packard's new entry-level server for virtualization targets very small businesses. While there are questions about whether these companies need virtualization, the server has drawn interest from home lab users. There are benefits to compartmentalizing applications, even for small businesses. But it remains to be seen whether these businesses even need virtualization, which requires a significant investment in equipment and personnel. Additionally, hosted and cloud services can provide many server virtualization features, such as disaster recovery and high availability, without the costs associated with an in-house infrastructure. Meanwhile, some IT professionals are eyeing the ProLiant microserver for their home labs. Most home labs are either built from white box components or consist of ESX running on VMware workstation, and those configurations can be tricky. The other option is to buy a pre-configured server, which is often expensive. HP's ProLiant microserver provides an affordable alternative, but you get what you pay for. And that's all the time we have for now. I'm Keith Kessinger.
And I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.